Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This Thursday is National Day of Prayer. Wow, that's so important. Mm-hmm. It happens every year in May, but it's for America, but yet other nations of the world are praying for America?
Yes.
What's going on?
I'm just so encouraged because so often it's like you don't recognize where you're at, and there are many nations around the world that understand the significance and the importance of the light of the gospel that has continued to come out of America. And a lot of times in America, we hear just the continual darkness that's being talked about in the media. But Warwick Marsh, and he's actually the founder of Australian Heart Ministries in Australia, they have been praying for the last 40 days specifically for America, that the light of the gospel would just continue and we would just have that revival and turn back to the heart of God. And it's just like so often you don't realize that there are nations praying for you right now.
That's amazing. May the 5th, National Day of Prayer. Mm-hmm. The theme is Wake Up America.
Wow.
And this key scripture that they're proclaiming on this day, it's shout it out, shout it aloud, do not hold back, raise your voice like a trumpet. Isaiah 58:1. In fact, watch this.
This is Dr. Tony Evans with the Urban Alternative, and I want to challenge churches all over America to become part of the National Day of Prayer. If there was ever a day when God's people needed to grab a hold of God and to invite His manifest presence back into our midst, today is that day. In every direction we look in our culture, chaos has taken control. And when God is dismissed from a culture, that vacuum is filled by evil. So it is incumbent upon God's people, through whom He has determined to express His presence, to make contact with Him in unity, on one accord. So you and your church need to get involved and make your voices heard on earth, inviting heaven in our midst to turn around a culture in chaos. The National Day of Prayer needs you.
We want to encourage you to pray. This is happening in Washington, D.C. You can live stream it, but you can also go downtown to your local government, to your city area, and come together as believers and pray. Pray for your city. Pray for your state.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And it even reminds me of 2 Chronicles 7:14. It says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from them, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land.
It's not a mystery.
That's right.
God's plainly told us what we can do. And I'm encouraged that so many now are waking up, like the theme says, wake up America. Lord, wake the church up. And we're believing for this revival, and I know you are too.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.